Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys, quick plugs, and they're the usual plugs, which means that I'm still streaming every week over on Twitch at twitch.tv/woebegonepod, where on Sunday evenings I write that week's episode soundtrack and then we hang out and play a video game. This past Sunday I played Roller Coaster Tycoon, and some people in chat didn't realize that you could drown the guests, which is the whole point of playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, so come check out my Twitch stream if you want to see some people drown. That is twitch.tv/woebegonepod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon over at patreon.com/woe_begon, where you can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. This week, I want to shout out the director's commentaries again. I just did the commentary for episode 109, which is the first episode of season 10. Season 10 is one of my favorite seasons of Woebegone, and it's awesome to go back and talk about the process that went into it. So check that out if you want to support the show. Again, that is patreon.com/woe_begon. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. Catchers 123321, Fig, Caustic Crow, Melanie Shun, Blue Can, Beck of the Night, Maxwell, Avery Johnson, Count Swagula, and Postmodernist for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains a depiction of severe injury, as well as gun violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Michael, are you in here? I guess you're not gonna answer if you're dead, which I hope you are, no offense. Michael, if your spirit is in here, I hope that you passed peacefully and are at peace with our world. I'm just here to retrieve your body, so there's no need to put a curse on me or anyone else. It's just me, it's just M-Dog. Do you understand? I really hope he's not haunting the base. That'd be such a bummer. And I don't have anything to talk to spirits with. I guess I could ask Lieutenant to run to my house and pick up Scare Bear, which is the worst $300 EMF reader I've ever bought, but it's cute. All right, so what is the layout of this place? Ow! What's all this shit on the floor? This place is a mess. Did you do all of this, Michael? Or did someone tear the place up looking for something? Or maybe this happened when the dome got made. Eagle's brief didn't mention any of this. So now I can't tell if the energy's dirty in here because someone wrecked the place or because Michael's haunting me. Either way, the aura is totally tainted. It's so dark in here. Hey, come in, Lieutenant.
Make it quick, boy. We got a war going on.
Yeah, I think that someone tore up the base before I got here. There's stuff flung everywhere, and the aura is pitch black in here. I'm worried that Michael's spirit wants revenge.
M-Dog, I ain't got time to be polite with you. I'm in the middle of breaking Mike's fingers. None of that shit you're talking about is real. Michael's dead in there. All you gotta do is find him. You ain't gotta perform a seance or nothing like that. Just find him and get rid of the evidence. Now do your dang job and hush up. No more radio talk.
10-4, Lieutenant. Easy for him to say. He's not the one that has to tango with the spirit realm today. Michael, if you hear me, could you just point me to your body and then I can help bring peace to you in the spirit world? Why did I think that radioing Lieutenant was a good idea? Of course he doesn't believe in auras. If he did, he would do something to fix his. It's like looking into a black hole with him. Nothing good has ever come from someone with an aura like that. And Operose is just a muddy aura generator. Not even Edman's aura lightens it up. We really gotta get out of there. I mean, I do have the calculator, and I know where I am, and I know where he is. But I can't do that. If we made iterations to stay behind, then they would want out, and that's how Mustard Seed got made. And unlike Lieutenant, I care about the color of my aura, and I know what that would do to it. And the spirit of Michael is probably around here somewhere judging me. I'm not gonna do it, okay? I'm just talking out loud, Michael. And at least I can talk to Edman when I get back, hopefully. It is hot in here. I wonder if there's ice in the fridge. Ice. I'm so hot, I don't even care that it's probably full of contaminants, like that video that me and Edman watched where they pulled that giant mold spore out of an ice maker. Whatever. Opero's medical can replace my lungs with non-moldy lungs when I get back. That feels good. What happened in this kitchen? Hey, come in, Lieutenant. I found some blood in the kitchen.
You found your target yet, soldier?
No, the old lieutenant said he stabbed Michael to death, right? Because this is only a little bit of blood, it's not a blood trail. And there's shards from a ceramic bowl in here. I think that someone cut their foot open.
You ain't in there to be a dang detective, Nancy Drew. Find Michael and do your dang job. And don't radio me again until you're done. Over and out.
All right, fine, over and out. I would have told Lieutenant to do this himself if I knew that he was sending me into a haunted house. Where are you, Michael? Whose blood is this? I don't think it's yours. Is there someone else? Is there another spirit in here? Okay, that's a blood trail. That's not from the bowl. It smells awful. Poor Michael. It must have been scary and painful. Where'd you go? Is that Edgar's office? Yeah, that's his stuff. That's really sweet. Michael, where are you? Can you hear me? Can you point me to your final resting place? There's a lot of blood, but no Michael. Maybe he's up under the desk. Nope, not here. What is this? Well, that's his handwriting, all right. And his blood, I presume. This here document contains the final words of Michael Walters, fastest gunslinger in Latvia? Is he? And partner of Sylvester August Baxter. In the event that this document is found, please ensure that it and all of my worldly possessions are given to Sly. Granted that my remaining possessions are my backup cowboy hat made out of cardboard boxes and 6 blowtorches that I stole from a supply closet in the compound. Lieutenant stole my real cowboy hat off of my head when he left me to die. The blowtorches are in the shed, and I swung by and got the cowboy hat on my way here. Tell Sly to divvy the blowtorches up among the mics and keep the hat for himself. Don't let Marissa near the blowtorches. She would become too powerful. What is this about blowtorches? I get it now, cowboy talk. If anyone wants to know what became of me, I was brought down by that scoundrel lieutenant while me and the other Mikes were trying to escape this here dome. The stab wound left me severely wounded, but not immediately dead. If the lowly cur himself finds the letter, I guess that's lieutenant, I want to tell him he's such a lowlife and a snake, and that for someone with such indiscriminate bloodlust, he did a damn poor job killing me. I was expecting to die there on my back in that awful fake plastic grass staring up at nothing, too dark to even tell if my vision had left me. But seconds passed, then minutes. I couldn't hear Lieutenant and the other mics anymore. They made it out of the dome and into the trunk. I weren't knocking on Death's door loud enough for him to answer, so I drug myself over to base, which is where I'm writing this note from. I figured I'd be more comfortable in here and there was some stuff I was looking for. And he talked like this all the time. I'm already exhausted. I remember in one of our meetings inside of the dome that Edgar mentioned offhand that he still had his emergency button from Over and that he kept it in his desk just in case. I didn't know what was gonna become of MW and Mikey with Lieutenant with them, so I sent out a signal the only way I knew how. I came back to base and found the button and pushed it. I don't got any idea what Over is going to think about an emergency beacon so far from outside their jurisdiction, but I'm hoping that whatever it is enough to interrupt whatever Lieutenant's doing. There's boulders in the other dome, so I reckon that Over might want a look-see considering their stake in them dang rocks. But the emergency button weren't the only object of interest in Edgar's desk. The mics and I tore up the base looking for answers when we first got transported from the original dome. MW found a boulder key in Edgar's desk. I'm sure he found the button too, but didn't think nothing of it. We all had a button at one point. The boulder key was more important. Why would Edgar have a boulder key that no one knew about? Oh, fuck! Whoa! What the hell is going on out there? Fuck, that's bright! Yeah, I don't need these goggles anymore. Hey, Lieutenant, I know you said not to come on the radio, but what's going on? The lights came on?
Change of plans, M-Dog. They blindsided us, literally. They broke our offensive line and retreated. We're heading back to OI. You found Michael yet?
Not yet. I'm still following the blood trail.
You gonna find him soon, pard?
That's the plan. He's lost a lot of blood. He's gotta be around here somewhere.
We'll find him, transport him, and get your ass back to Opero's pronto. Got it?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Don't try. Get it done.
So you guys are getting out of here. Is Edman okay?
He will be if you get your job done.
Don't hurt him.
Do your job, M-Dog. Over and out.
Okay, so what? It's just me now? I don't hear anyone. I don't see anyone out the windows. So just me. So might as well get back to the note. The other mics said that they didn't know why Edgar might have a boulder key. Guess he didn't tell no one about it. The other mics made me promise that we wouldn't try the key on the boulders, but my full intent was to test out the key. That was before we realized that the boulders didn't come with us to the new dome. MW was holding on to the key, so I don't got it. The key is wherever MW ended up after he left with Mikey and Lieutenant. Oof. I don't remember the old lieutenant saying anything about a boulder key. And, no, you know what? Lieutenant told me not to radio him, so I'm not going to radio him. He can hear about it when I get back. That key is probably floating in the middle of the ocean somewhere, or whatever heinous shit Lieutenant did to MW. Great, which probably means I'll end up on a mission to go find that key, too. The last time I saw the mics, we were heading toward the trunk. Lieutenant took me out and joined up with him. It was dark and he was wearing my hat, so I don't blame him for not figuring it out. I don't know what happened once they got in the light. Maybe they still didn't notice it weren't me. If they're missing, then start with the trunk. I don't know what Lieutenant's plans were after that, or if he was able to act on them. If you're reading this and there's someone out there that's saying they're Michael from the dome, they're lying. That ain't me. It's Lieutenant from Opero's. I never made it out of the dome. I'm sitting here writing this and bleeding all over Edgar's desk and this piece of paper. He wasn't kidding. I'm dead. I'm sorry there weren't a better way to warn you, but I got no way to access the outside world. To everyone, I'm sorry that I won't be around to protect you anymore. Edgar, Sly, Mike, Mikey, MW, Marissa, Chance, Shadow, Matt, Jamila, Charlie, Troy. Troy? Really, Michael? Troy? And not Edman and M-Dog? My last thoughts will be about y'all. I miss you. I miss fucking around with the nail gun in the yard and lying to Mikey about it when he came back. I miss hanging out at the ranch and baling hay and running from that damn emu that Sly made me feed at supper time. I miss those years I spent with Panther when I weren't a cowboy yet. I miss holding him close and just lying there, not thinking about nothing except how I was holding him close and that was enough, and how worse days were coming, but in that moment they weren't there yet and so they weren't worth thinking about. I miss speeding down the paths at Over in Marissa's patrol car and making a ruckus. I miss all of you, and I'm sorry and if I could do things over, I would do a better job protecting you. Even Edman and M-Dog, wherever y'all are. I wish I could have protected you and gave you the life that y'all deserved. Well, now I feel like an asshole. I want y'all to know that at the time, it felt like I was doing everything I could. Now it feels like there was so much more to do. I'm tired. I'm gonna go lay down in Edgar's bed. It's gonna leave a big mess, and I'm sorry about that, but I don't think that anyone's gonna be using this bed or coming back to this cursed dome for the sake of operating it. I hope whoever is reading this was a friend of mine and is reading it in a better time, in a better place, where you got what's yours and there's no one left to bother you. I wish I could be there with you. I'll see you further down the trail, Pard. Take care, Michael. God damn it. Poor Michael. I'm definitely not showing that note to Lieutenant. For Michael's sake. What am I going to do about that boulder key, though? Seems like something that Eagle needs to know about. Maybe I can lie about how I heard about it. Like, maybe I say that Edgar had this box that said, like, secret boulder key on it, and then I opened it and the box was empty. That doesn't sound like Edgar. So, fuck it. Maybe I don't tell him. So, Michael should be next door, in the bedroom. All right, here goes. He isn't in here. He was here. The sheets are caked in blood. So I guess he didn't die as fast as he was expecting to. And there's a blood trail to the bathroom. Michael, if your spirit still lingers in this house, please give me a sign. I'm trying to find your body so that you can pass on to the other side in peace. I can feel the faint aura of a spirit. I suspect that you're here. If you're here, let me help you. I'm not your enemy, Michael. It's me. It's M-Dog.
M-Dog? What the hell are you doing here?
Michael, your spirit is here. I can see you. I've never seen a spirit before. I've only heard him. Why is your spirit under the bed? Are you with your body?
I'm not dead, nitwit. I was hiding under the bed because I heard someone coming. Didn't know it was gonna be you. Why are you here, M-Dog?
Operos sent me here to find you.
Sent you, as in you're going on missions for him now?
Yes.
Did they send you here to kill me?
No, everyone thinks that you're already dead. They sent me to find your corpse.
You're too soft for this sort of work, M-Dog.
Thanks, I think.
Are they all gone? I heard the commotion, but it stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah, they left. The compound was here looking for the dome iterations, and Operos was here to capture them. And it looks like it didn't work. Someone got the lights back on, and then the compound got away. I think they might have fixed the temperature, too. It's starting to feel cooler in here.
Sounds like you got a choice to make about how you're gonna handle this part. You got a pistol?
I do.
Well, you could draw on me and finish what Lieutenant started. Or you could use that there calculator and send me somewhere and hope for the best. Though I gotta warn you, you can't just put random numbers in there and hope it's the ocean. Mikey did that, and long story short, that's how Operos ended up with an army of Michaels in the first place. Or you could choose not to kill me at all. What's it gonna be, M-Dog?
Well, No, Michael, I can't kill you. I'm not going to kill you.
Thank you kindly, Pard. Now, if you don't mind, could you help me maybe get out from this here bed? I ain't dead, but I am pretty dang hurt, and it was a whole ordeal getting under here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there you
thank
go.
Thank you.
You look really, really awful, Michael.
Nah, I'm fine. I'm just dusty from being under the bed, and my hat got all bent up crawling under there. Lieutenant took my good hat. I made this one out of cardboard.
Yeah, I read the note that you left.
Good, you're all cut up then. Though I figure since I ain't dead, we should maybe dispose of that. You drink whiskey?
No, not usually. It clogs up my chakras.
Well, you can unclog them later. I'm gonna grab us some whiskey out of the kitchen and then we'll have a chat. It'll be fun. I know a way to get up on the roof.
Motive lost and fingers crossed. There's a pit that you were tossed into. least I expected to find scraps of you scurrying to somewhere dark and warm.
I was hoping
Lieutenant's really got everyone thinking that consolidation is me, does he?
From the way that he talks, yeah, he's pretty confident. He convinced everyone in the compound and in Texas to go to the Shadow Dome. I don't know why they'd do that if they didn't think that he was you.
Well, me and the Mikes are gonna have to have a serious conversation about that, but I am glad it didn't work out for him.
That's karma for you. He's living his deceitful life, and the universe took that as an opportunity to punish him.
You gotta tell me, M-Dog. You believe all that? Because we done a lot of evil shit, and we're still alive and kicking.
It's complicated. I believe it metaphorically, at least. Like, the mindset that allowed Lieutenant to do something so awful is the same mindset that prevented him from getting his plan to work. Does that make more sense?
Makes more sense than a just world that punishes evildoers. You, want some more whiskey?
Yeah, sure, pass it here. My energy's already fucked. Hey, you didn't bring me up here to get me drunk and push me off the roof, did you?
I wouldn't have to get you drunk to push you off the roof part. No, sir. I just wanted to have a chat with you.
I'm glad you did. It's really nice out here now that the air conditioning is back on. How are you feeling?
Anytime I felt this bad before, I died shortly after. But I'm feeling a little better now that I'm drinking. Hurts all over.
You didn't come up here to die on me, did you?
No, sir. I feel awful, but I feel better than I did a few hours ago, so I figure I'm in the clear. I did lose a lot of blood, but I patched myself up. It's gonna hurt like the dickens for a long time, though.
You being alive made this a lot harder than it had to be, you know.
Would have been a lot less work on my end, too, Bard. Hey, have you decided what you want to do yet?
No, I don't know. There's no good answer. What I want to do is let you go, and tell Eagle and Lieutenant that I found your body and transported it so that nobody found it, and everyone in the compound and in Texas could keep on believing that Lieutenant is you.
Well, a little white lie never hurt nobody. What kind of proof are they asking for?
They want the coordinates that I used to send you away. I guess they want them so that they can check my work, or maybe correct it if something goes wrong, like if I transport the body somewhere that it gets discovered. It seems like they mostly trust me to get the job done. Mostly because they're extremely confident that you're dead,
I don't think that they expected any hiccups. The old lieutenant made it sound like he watched you die.
Close, but no cigar.
Plus, they have Edman, so they know that I wouldn't do anything to get him taken away from me again. And they're right about that. That's more important than anything. It's more important than you. Sorry, Michael, please don't push me off the roof. It's true.
I ain't pushing you off no dang roof, Pilgrim. Never even crossed my mind. Don't know why you're so fixated on it.
I've been afraid of heights ever since there was this mission for Operos, and that's how my eye got damaged. But they erased my memory, and they told me that I fell off a cliff, and so I've been afraid of heights ever since then, even though I know that memory is fake.
I'm sorry to hear that part, but you're safe up here with me. Hell, if and I did kill you, you wouldn't be able to go back to Lieutenant and Eagle, right? So they'd probably head back here to look for you, and then they'd figure out I'm alive, and then they'd be on my trail. So that ain't an option.
Right, they probably would have shown up by now to stop you.
Yup, and I ain't see no Eagle, so I reckon I ain't gonna kill you.
So what are we going to do? I don't see how anything works out unless I do what they told me to do and you die. They've sort of got us cornered here.
All you need's a dead Michael, right?
Yes, I need a dead Michael. What are you implying? Are you suggesting that we find a different already dead Michael iteration? Because where are we going to find one of those? I know that other Michaels have died, but I don't know that we could drop in and steal one of them without propagating a huge amount of effects.
Nah, I don't think so either, Pard. Which is why you're gonna kill me.
Michael, the brainstorming session up here is entirely about how to not kill you.
That's why you're gonna make an iteration of me. You'll shoot that iteration with your pistol, send him where you're gonna send him, and then I'll be on my merry way.
Michael, no, I'm not comfortable making sacrificial iterations.
Well, you're sure as hell ain't comfortable killing me, are you? So you're gonna have to choose. I don't think we have any more viable options. We'll time it just right, so I transport, then you shoot. The iteration won't be alive enough to ever know that he existed. Ain't nobody gonna know that he existed except for you and me.
Yes, but you and me will know. And more importantly, it will be a fact of the universe that he existed. I don't know.
There ain't no facts of the universe, Pard. There ain't no one keeping score. So you gotta figure out what clogs your chakras more. Killing poor old Michael off for good and letting your old boss pass himself off as me, or killing an iteration and giving me a chance to fix this mess.
I was holding out for a secret third option where everyone gets what they want and no one gets hurt.
That ain't gonna happen, Bard. This is war. We got ourselves in too deep on all sides. Now that's a question we could've asked ourselves before we cut our left arm off at the shoulder all those years ago. Everything's tangled up now. There's too many people. There's too many mics. All that's left to do now is triage.
I don't want to do this, Michael.
It ain't about what you want. I don't want to do it either, Pard. Will you do it?
Michael, I... Fuck it. Pass me the whiskey.
Here you go, Pard.
I'll do it. I don't know how, though. You're gonna have to show me on the calculator.
Sure thing, Pilgrim. Give it here and I'll put it in. You ain't gonna hand it to me, are ya?
It doesn't seem like a good idea.
You're a wise man, M-Dog. Wiser than you know. Alright, in order to make an iteration concurrent with us, you hit that button right there. That brings up the menu.
This one?
Yep. Then you specify a coordinate and then a distance.
Okay.
Yep, just like that.
Uh-huh.
Then all you gotta do is go back through the menu like normal.
Okay, here.
Yep, and now you're all set.
Okay, but this is what we're doing? We're sure we're doing this?
It's been a long time since I was sure anything, Pard. But it's time to cowboy up. Roll up our sleeves and do what's gotta get done.
Okay, but I'm not a cowboy.
Believe me, I noticed. You think you can channel your energy or something like what I do when I cowboy up?
Okay, it's not a great environment for it, but I'll channel my energy.
Alright. Now, unless you can use that energy to shoot a Hadouken at him, you're gonna want to have your pistol ready in the other hand. As soon as you see me standing over there on the other side of this roof, you're gonna need to pull the trigger. Kill him instantly. No suffering. No nothing.
Okay, and what if something goes wrong?
Ain't nothing gonna go wrong, Pard. You can do it, M-Dog. Do it for me. For Edman.
No, that doesn't work anymore. It's not a magic spell. You can't just say, do it for Edman, and then I automatically have to do whatever it is you say. It's worked in the past, but I've built up a tolerance.
But you're gonna do it, ain't ya? I can see it in your eyes.
Yes, I'm going to do it, so there's no need to make me feel manipulated.
This is all you, M-Dog. I trust ya. We'll get started whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay, let's do it. Iterating in 3, 2, 1...
Quick, M-Dog. Shoot him, M-Dog. M-Dog, I told you to shoot him just as soon as you used the calculator.
Easy for you to say. I can't see out of one of my eyes, so I can't use both my hands, and I panicked, and...
It's gonna be okay, M-Dog. Eagle's gonna be happy about that. Now, go ahead and put in the disposal coordinates.
Right, the disposal coordinates. Okay, it was... Okay, it was... Okay. Disposing in 3, 2, 1...
And there he goes. See him, dog. You cowboyed up.
I want to get the hell out of here. Where am I sending you, Michael? Texas? The compound? The apartment?
No, sir. I don't think I'm safe any of those places just yet. Lieutenant's on the loose, and I don't know what he's got him believing.
Okay, then where do you want to go?
I got a place where I know I'll be safe. I got some friends off the grid and outside of this situation that I can stay with until this blows over. So here, let me put in the coordinates. You still ain't gonna let me touch that calculator.
You can punch in the numbers, but I'm holding on to it. This is a one-way ticket, Michael.
Loud and clear, boss. Here, coordinates are... Yep, and there. That's where you're sending me.
All right, are you sure these are the correct coordinates?
Yep, we're good to go. I'll get to safety, then figure out what to do from there.
Okay, best of luck to you, Michael. Are you ready to go?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I'll begin the transport, then. I'm sorry that things ended up this way, Michael. This isn't what I wanted.
You ain't got nothing to be sorry about, cowboy. Now, say hi to Edman for me, and destroy that note I left while you're at it.
I can do that. Bye, Michael. Transporting in 3, 2, 1... Did he call me a cowboy?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.